This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump says he'll release some information tomorrow that will settle the score on controversy over a phone call with Ukraine's president. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
President Trump says he's ordered the release of a transcript of his call with Ukraine's president in July that sparked a firestorm in Washington. The president says he did bring up former Vice President Joe Biden on the call, which happened days after he ordered the U.S. to freeze hundreds of millions in aid to Ukraine. But he insists he did not pressure Ukraine into investigating Biden or his son.
The letter was beautiful. It was a perfect letter.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer's not impressed.
Simply to release the transcript is not going to come close to ending the need of the American public and the Congress to see what actually happened.
And for that,
we need the complaint.
The one submitted by a whistleblower, which the Trump administration is refusing to give Congress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks was unlawful. Explaining its unanimous decision, the court said Johnson's action prevented Parliament from carrying out its role of holding the government to account. The leader of the Liberal Democrat Party, Joe Swinson, voiced some satisfaction at that decision.
This unequivocal, unanimous judgment from the Supreme Court makes clear that Boris Johnson is not fit to be Prime Minister.
Under the suspension, Parliament is due to be out until mid-October, but the court said Tuesday that leaders can take immediate steps to return as soon as possible. Johnson has pledged to carry out Brexit, whether or not Britain has an agreement in place on the terms of its divorce from the European Union. More on this and other stories is available online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Donald Trump spoke Tuesday at the UN General Assembly annual debate. One of the concerns he addressed was the U.S. relationship with Iran. UN correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
President Donald Trump said the United States desires peace, cooperation, and mutual gain with all countries, but he would always defend America's interests.
The United States, after having spent over $2.5 trillion since my election to completely rebuild our great military, is also by far the world's most powerful nation. Hopefully, it will never have to use this power.
Trump singled out the regime in Iran as one of the greatest global threats, saying it oppresses its citizens at home while fueling conflicts and terrorism beyond its borders. But he left the door open to diplomacy, noting that some of America's past enemies are now its closest friends. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
A 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck parts of northeastern Pakistan Tuesday, killing at least 19 people and injuring more than 300 others. Local officials said the quake caused extensive damage to roads and buildings in the Mirpur district near the epicenter in the Pakistani-administered part of Kashmir. The Pakistani military says helicopters have completed an aerial survey for damage assessment in the worst-hit area. Army teams have begun assisting local authorities. Investigators say many Federal Aviation Administration and inspectors who worked on pilot training standards for the grounded Boeing 737 MAX and other planes were themselves unqualified. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
In another setback for the FAA, the U.S. Office of Special Counsel says in addition to unqualified training inspectors, the FAA also gave Congress misleading answers when it asked about employee training. And the head of that investigative office said these actions put the flying public at risk. The agency also disclosed that it told President Trump and Congress about its findings, which started with a complaint from a whistleblower. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The families of more than 300 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes are eligible for compensation from Boeing. Boeing set up a $50 million fund to compensate the families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The fund began taking applications for compensation Monday and will continue through the end of the year. The 737 MAX remains grounded. And the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, an area that's still recovering from devastation caused by Hurricane Maria 2 years ago, is expected to feel the effects of Tropical Depression Karen on Tuesday. They're expecting flash floods and mudslides in the area. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
OAV. BOA1. The best news.